Part 4, Chapter 3. It was a night that was long remembered by the employees in the recreation area of the mine site. They were not unused to seeing Turl drunk, but tonight, well, the attendant shoveled panful after panful of Kerbango at him, and he took them all. Turl had begun the evening looking depressed, and that was understandable since he wasn't very popular lately, if he ever had been. Char had watched him slit-eyed for a while, but Turl was obviously just bent on getting drunk. Finally, Turl seemed to rouse himself and did a bit of paw-gripping, a game whose object was to see which player couldn't stand it anymore and let go, with some of the mine managers. Turl had lost in every case. He was getting drunker and drunker. And now Turl was heckling the smaller Chamco brother into a game of rings. It was a gambling game. A player took a ring and put it on the back of the paw, and then with the other paw, snapped it off and sailed it at a board. The board had pegs with numbers, the bigger numbers all around the edges. The one that got the biggest number won. Then stakes were put up again and another round occurred. The smaller Chamco brother hadn't wanted to take him on. Turl was usually very good at rings. Then his drunken condition became too alluring, and the Chamco let himself be persuaded. They started by putting up 10-credit bets, steep enough for the recreation area. Chamco got a 90, and Turl a 16. Turl insisted upon raising the bets, and the Chamco couldn't refuse, of course. The ring shot by the smaller Chamco brother sizzled through the atmosphere and clanged over a forepeg. The Chamco groaned. Anything could beat that. And lately, he had been saving his money. When he got home, in just a few months now, he was going to buy a wife. And this bet had been 30 credits. Turl went through contortions of motions, put the ring on the back of his paw, sighted across it, and then, with the other paw, sent it like a ray blast at the board. A 3. Turl lost. As the winner, the smaller Chamco brother couldn't quit, and Turl had taken another pan of Kerbango, leering around the interested gallery, and upped the bets. The onlookers placed some side bets of their own. Turl was reeling drunk. He did have a reputation with this game, which made the odds lower. But he was so obviously drunk that he even faced the wrong direction and had to be turned in the right one. The smaller Chamco brother got 50. Turl got 2.
Ah, no! You don't quit now!
Turl said.
The winner can't quit.
His words were slurred.
I bet 100 credits!
Well, with pay halved and bonuses gone, nobody was going to object to winning easy money, and the smaller Chamco went along,